In preparation for the analyze phase, Saadia conducted a series of discovery interviews at the end of the plan phase. She used the information she gathered to draft a proposal for WAG's knowledge article types, data categories, reports on knowledge, and the integration of knowledge with their case management process. She will use her suggestions to drive the requirements workshop, aligning with WAG's vision and validating her assumptions. Saadia holds a short kickoff meeting on the morning of day one of the workshop. All project team members joined in to hear the week's schedule. Saadia focuses on five things to remember. She will keep this on the whiteboard for the duration of the workshops. First, this is not about customer support, account management, or other business processes. We will focus on helping publishers manage a knowledge base. Second, this is about getting knowledge creators to confront knowledge end users, simplifying everyone's work. Third, this is about adapting an existing process to a new system. Let's embrace positive change. Fourth, this is iterative. We will validate every decision we make and free some decisions each week to move forward. Finally, our weekly status meetings will track our progress and remind us of upcoming deadlines. Saadia then reviews the agenda of topics for the week. Over the next 4 days, the team will define knowledge article types, determine how each will display, define end users of knowledge, and define the reports to manage knowledge. The workshop details will contribute to Saadia's requirements document for WAG, which you can download from the Resources tab. After the agenda overview, Saadia runs through a demo so the workshop attendees can see what a finished product looks like. With the workshop kickoff meeting complete, Saadia asks WAG's knowledge team to stay for the discussion on knowledge article types. She also wants Rob Lee to join so he understands how Salesforce structures articles. It is critical that the decision maker is in the room for the 4-day workshop. At Saadia's other implementations, this is sometimes the executive sponsor or the client's project manager. In WAG's case, it is Melanie, the knowledge manager. She encourages the team to leave their laptops at their desks so they can stay focused on the workshop process. Saadia hopes to identify the end user system requirements. First, Saadia explains that knowledge article types allow WAG to define a structure around common types of articles appropriate for them. Saadia points out that the value of knowledge article types is that they will provide greater readability, consistency, and search relevancy. Saadia identifies the business value throughout the workshop to keep their efforts aligned with WAG's priorities and to continue to gain buy-in from WAG stakeholders. Saadia explains how managing knowledge article types will work in Salesforce. Shane will select a predefined article type for every new article. Maria can leverage knowledge article types in her search terms to quickly find what she needs. Based on my discovery interviews with you last week, I have grouped WAG's document types into these three knowledge article types. Let's discuss if I've grouped these document types correctly, if you would add anything to these lists, and if the names of the article types make sense for your business. Saadia can now update her requirements document to reflect the workshop conversations from day one. She will add these to her master requirements document, which she will refine and deliver to WAG at the end of day four. Remember, you can download WAG's requirements document from the Resources tab.